of Mark. I'm going to look at something just for a few minutes here tonight. Mark chapter number 10. As most of you know, if you've been here any length of time, the last few weeks, God has been seemingly stirring our hearts about prayer. And I tell you, I believe tonight that it's the most urgent thing that you and I need in our life is that of prayer. As I've made this statement before, the devil don't care really what you believe as long as you don't pray. The devil don't care even what church you go to as long as you don't pray. When you get serious about prayer is when you're getting serious about your walk with God. And you're getting serious about prayer, you're getting serious about your purpose that God has for your life. Amen. And we have in our passage in Mark chapter number 10, verse number 46, we'll begin our reading. And they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, and thou son of David, have mercy on me. I believe we find in this passage a great illustration of effective praying. Blind Bartimaeus is praying. He's praying. He's calling out to God. What is the attitude toward that? Shh. Hush. Be quiet. Don't do that. Who do you think was behind that? Who do you think was behind telling blind Bartimaeus, shut up, be quiet. Don't be doing that. Don't be saying that. Don't be crying out. Who do you think was behind that? The devil himself, no doubt. Who do you think's behind telling you and me, be quiet. You don't need to pray. You got a lot to do today. And you'll not get it done unless you hit the ground running. And you can pray later. Who do you think's behind that? Same spirit. Right. Notice something else. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Amen. Jesus responds to you. You call unto him, he's going to answer. He's going to respond. Verse 50, and he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Now, when you notice this statement. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou, I'm just going to read part of it for emphasis purposes, what wilt thou that I should do? Well, that means something, don't it? What wilt thou that I should do? That's what praying's all about. Is getting God to do something. That's why the devil hates praying so much, is because he knows to ask is to receive. God responds to prayer, and that's why the devil hates it. Notice this, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, or I could say his prayers was answered. That's what that is saying. He asked, what wilt thou that I should do? And that is the open question tonight. From our Savior to you and to me, what wilt thou? What is it that you want me to do? And then when the Lord heard his prayer request and his petition and granted that was nothing more than an answer to prayer.
And Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You can be seated. I want to deal tonight just for a few minutes on something the Lord's really been speaking to me about in the last few days. And that is the subject of specific praying. Specific praying. And I began to think about this. Every part of your life is made up of specifics. Except praying. Think about it. I was coming back from the hospital in Knoxville yesterday from seeing the Miss Soufane, and of course you know Baptists got to eat, so I felt liberty on going in Cracker Barrel, amen. And went in Cracker Barrel and was sitting there, and guess what they brought me? A menu. And on that menu was a lot of specifics. But I didn't order everything, and when the waiters came and asked me what I would like, I didn't just say, "Well, whatever your will is." Yeah. I didn't respond by saying, "You know, just if it be thy will to bring me something, then whatever you want." No, I got specific. I said, "I want this right here, and this right here, and this right here." Amen? And guess what I got? Now I know you won't believe this. I know you'll have to really, really hold on to your seat to believe it. I got exactly what I asked for. Amen. Amen. Right. Nothing extra, no, nothing more, nothing less. I got what I asked for. There's specifics in your life when it is illustrated in a restaurant. There's specifics in your life when you go to the doctor's office. You don't go in there and he comes in and he says, "All right, what you need?" "Well, just whatever your will is. You know, just kind of bless me. Whatever you want to do." Well, that might be foolish. He might break out a knife. He might break out a saw and say, "Well, amputation sounds good." But no, he's wanting to ask you a specific that's in your heart and mind as to what the problem is, and then he addresses the specific. Are you listening? You think about it. Every area of your life has got specifics in it. Brother Craddock, the reason I'm wearing the clothes I got on, I didn't just stick my hand in the closet and say, "Well, whatever my hand gets on." No, I reached in there and got what I wanted. Specifics even in that. Specifics even at restaurants and ordering a meal and eating. Specifics, I mean everything. Sticking your hand in a drawer. Most of you, if you've got a drawer in the bathroom, it's piled full, especially if you're married. And when you stick your hand in there, you don't just stick your hand there for anything. You stick your hand in there for something specific. A specific toothbrush. A specific comb or whatever. I'm just trying to drive home the point that everything in your life is wrapped around specifics. When you got in your car to come to church, you didn't just... You didn't just reach in there and say, "Well, let's see, any, many, mighty, no, any of these will work, let's go." No, you got in a specific car that requires a specific key to make it work. You don't have that, "Well, it don't matter, let's just generalize, it'll work. Any key will work, preacher, let's just get general." And you've heard me make the statement, friend, God has never answered a general prayer. Show me in the Bible where God ever answered a general prayer. Just a blanket prayer. No, it was when you get specific. A doctor don't know what to do if you don't tell him. Amen. Go to the grocery store. I hate to do that.
Amen. And thank God for cell phones, because I normally call my wife. Now, what aisle is that on? Now, where is that? Amen. Because I don't like doing that. That's her business. But here's the thing. When you go in there, there are thousands of items. Do you go down through there and just say, well, it don't make no difference. I'll just take a little of that and a whole lot of this. And hey, amen, it don't matter. No, you go in there, I need this item, I need that item, and you go to that aisle in that store to get it. Why? Specifics. Specifics. Everything about your life is wrapped up around specifics. And I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Oh, can you think about how your life would be and all of our lives would be and how our world would be if there was no specifics in our life? Right. Amen. All right, listen to this. Phone numbers. You don't just get out when you're wanting to call a specific person. You don't get the phone out and say, oh, it's any number will work. No, you know that if I'm going to get a hold of a specific person, I have got to dial the right number. Right. Specifics matter. I'm preaching on specific praying. We're specific about everything in our life except praying. What about the gas pumps? You just kind of just stroll through and just jump out and say, it don't matter. No, there's specifics. You pick the store you go to, the pump you go to, amen, which octane rating you're getting, amen, all of it. It's set up. It's specifics. The devil, I'm convinced tonight, as much as I've ever been, that the devil, my friend, does not want you to get specific with God, as was the case with blind Bartimaeus. He got personal and he got specific with the Lord. And guess what? The outcome was exactly what he asked for. You say, oh, preacher, that sounds like that name it, claim it stuff. No, it isn't. God is not one that you just, you know, we're not talking about being disrespectful and all of that. Amen? We're talking about being specific. Pray in particulars of what you need out the Lord to do. You know why a lot of people do not pray specifically? If you take our text illustration, you know why a lot of people do not pray specifically? Is that they don't have a clue what they need. Bartimaeus didn't have no problem praying specifically because he was very much aware of what he had need of. You can't pray specifically if you don't even know what your needs are. Amen? And I wrote that down somewhere or another. Amen. That is one of the reasons that you pray specifically is because it forces you to have to pay attention to how you are doing. See, the devil don't want to see you slipping. The devil don't want you to notice when you're cooling down and when you're losing ground. Amen. Because those are matters of prayer. The devil don't want you to notice that, see? And if I'm going to be specific in my praying, it forces me to have to pay attention to what I need. I wonder how many in this building tonight really don't even know what you need. How can you go to an altar? How can you pray about something specifically when you don't even know what you need? Do you think Bartimaeus would have got some help from the Lord if he just threw out a generalized request? No, when the Lord exposed his ability to Bartimaeus, the Lord said, What wilt thou? What wilt thou that I should do? What do you want me to do? What can I do?
And it wasn't that Jesus was reluctant. It wasn't that Jesus was hesitant. It wasn't that Jesus didn't want to help. Jesus wants to answer prayer. Jesus delights in it. It gives Him glory. It gives Him praise when you have prayers answered.
Amen.
What wilt thou? But if you don't know what you need, how can you get the help you need? Amen. I know this is a whole area that most of us are not even accustomed to hearing it preached on. Amen. We've heard prayer preached on, and it needs to be preached on. But if you don't pray specifically and pray particularly, then how are you going to know when you have a prayer answer? Amen. I don't believe the devil wants us to get this. I don't believe he wants us to get stirred up about this. Amen. It forces you to have to pay attention to how you're doing. Amen. Write this down. Here's your good little saying. Praying is not wishing.
Amen.
Hello, somebody get a hold of that.
Amen.
Praying is not wishing. Well, I wish God would do something. I wish my family would get saved. I wished our church was on fire. I wish. Praying is not wishing. Amen. Wishing is what you do at Christmas to somebody that don't exist. Praying, buddy, gets a hold of a real God that can answer prayer. Amen. Praying is not wishing. Amen. General praying is pointless. Amen. General prayer never gets answered. You've heard that statement already tonight. Amen. Specific prayer waits for a specific answer. Let me give you some things to think about. Say, preacher, how do we know to pray specifically? How do we know? Well, here's some things the Lord gave me. Just simple little truths. First, you feel free to pray about something if it does not cross the Scripture. In other words, if it's in your heart to pray it and there's no verse that you're violating, there's no scriptural principle that you're violating, then pray it with confidence.
Right.
We're so afraid that we're going to pray something wrong. Come on now, church. We're so afraid that we're going to pray something that's not right. And if we don't see it in black and white in this King James Bible, then we don't pray it. I don't find a verse where Bartimaeus' request is wrote. Jesus said, Bartimaeus, what is it? What wilt thou that I should do? And you know what he prayed? You know what he asked? What was in his heart? What he was asking did not violate or go against the Word of God. A second thing. Now listen, I hope you got that. Amen. You can pray about anything. You can pray about everything. Amen. But you can get specific about things, ladies and gentlemen, when you know that, as far as you know, it don't violate any scripture. You have throne rights. As a child of God, you have throne rights. You can go to God in prayer and pray. Does the Bible say something about praying about everything? In everything. Praying without ceasing. Do we have to go through and find a verse or find something? Well, let's see. I can pray about that. Well, I don't know. The Bible really don't say it real clear about this, so I really can't pray. No. If it's in your heart to pray and your heart is for the will of God and the ways of God, you have rights to pray that and ask it with confidence if it don't violate Scripture. A second thing is, you feel free to pray specifically about something, not only if that does not cross the Scripture, but also if it's not prayed with selfish reasoning or motives. Now, if you know there's a selfish motive, a self-promotion involved, a gain, something that's going to come to you as a result of it, forget it. You're not going to be able to pray and have that prayer answered if it's prayed amiss. That's what James says. We have not because we ask not. And then he goes on to say why. Sometimes we ask and receive not because we ask amiss, that we may have consumed it upon our own lust. In other words, if you're praying for something that's got selfish motives behind it, then you're praying wrong. It'll never be answered. But if you're praying and your heart is not for self, your prayer is for God to work in your life or in someone else's life for His glory. Pray it, friend. You have rights to pray it. If it don't cross the Scripture, if it is not with selfish motives, and then thirdly, if the Holy Spirit does not let you know not to pray that, or if you don't feel grieved. You know, that I believe that's what's behind when Paul said praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, making your supplications known in the Spirit. What is that? I believe not only that is the Spirit of God anointing your praying and unctionizing your praying, but I believe it's allowing the Spirit of God to lead you on what to pray. If the Spirit of God don't put a grievance in your heart about it, pray! You've got a Heavenly Father that will hear. If we can get a hold of this, it'll change not only our lives, it'll change our church. I guarantee it. All right, here's something else. Amen. If you don't know what to pray, boy, Lord, give this to me. Hello. Boy, this is good. Everybody listening? If you don't know what to pray, remember the other night we preached on praying with confidence, 1 John 5. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, here, how do we know what to pray for? If there's not a verse of Scripture that says yea or nay, then how am I supposed to know what to pray for? Lord, give this to me. Lord, it's good. It helped me. If you don't know what to pray for, then pray the best. Let me say it this way. If you don't know what to pray, I just wrote it down like this. If you don't know how to pray, yay or nay, then pray the nay. Pray the yay. Pray what would be positive. Pray what would be the best. Amen. Well, preacher, I don't know if it's God's will to heal them or not. Well, if you don't know it's God's will not to heal them, then pray God to heal them. Amen. Now, don't that make good sense? If you don't know, listen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know if it's God's will about this or that. You know, I really don't know, preacher. Well, then pray the best in that circumstance. Pray that situation. Pray the positive in that. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, that's good. Amen? Pray the positive. Yeah, I didn't go to God when we was praying for that little baby the other night. I didn't go to God and say, well, Lord, if it's your will. Amen. I went to God and said, God, touch that little baby. Raise it up as a testimony for the grace of God. Amen. And I didn't feel grieved when I prayed it either. I didn't feel like I was out of bounds when I prayed it either. Amen. If you'll get a hold of that, it'll help you. Yeah. Baptist folk have let this other crowd out yonder scare us to death about praying. We're afraid to pray something specific because if it don't happen, then we're embarrassed. So if you don't know how to pray or what to pray for in a specific manner about an issue, and there's always a negative and a positive way to pray about something. You can either pray against something or pray for something, isn't that right? And if you don't know that it's the will of God to pray it negative, then pray it positive. Because you've got a Heavenly Father, thank God, that can hear and answer prayer. Hey, blind Bartimaeus, what you need? Is it negative? Or is it positive? Blind Bartimaeus, feel free to ask me. As long as it's in this guideline and as long as you don't overstep your bounds here. No, he threw the door wide open and says, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Amen. And without hesitation, he said that I might receive my sight. He knew what he needed. He prayed specifically to the Lord of glory, and the Lord answered his prayer. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I've been so loose in this area, and it's convicting to me how much wasted prayer time I've had by saying, Lord, if it's your will. Just throwing out a generalized blanket prayer that usually is not more than nothing more than a blank prayer. There's your good statement. A blanket prayer is usually a blank prayer. Well, Lord, bless all the sick. Lord, save all the sinners. That sounds good. That does. But that's a generalized. That's just throwing a general prayer out there, just a general request out there. God is, it's almost like that, just like that restaurant illustration. What if that waiter had said, excuse me, sir, I know you just throwed it out there, just bring me something. I'm not going to bring you something. I want you to tell me what it is that you want, what it is that you desire, what's your taste bud attracted to. Amen. And they brought out the roast beef, glory to God, because I asked for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Thank God that's right. Well, amen. Listen to this. Boy, this I'm telling you, God help me with this, brother. There's two things that's got to be behind specific praying. As illustrated with blind Bartimaeus and this answer to prayer that he received. Two things. Guess what it is? What I need and what I want. Hey, blind Bartimaeus, what did the Lord do for you? What I needed and what I wanted. Our problem is today, Brother Bob, we're wanting what we don't need and need what we don't want. Blind Bartimaeus had a need, and it was in unity with what he wanted. And guess what? The Lord did not have no. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Bartimaeus didn't have to worry about, Lord, am I going to ask something too hard? Am I going to ask something too big? No, friend. He did not hesitate to pray a big, specific prayer. Don't you think a big God likes to be put on a big spot? Amen. Amen. It's good. What wilt thou? That's general. That's the Lord talking. If you're going to let anybody be general, let the Lord be the one doing the generalized talking. What wilt thou? He didn't get specific. Amen. Let him be the one that talks in general terms. Amen. What wilt thou? And then when we respond in prayer, we should just, Lord, I want you to save John and Jude. Amen. I want you to. Amen. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You don't mind telling the doctor, Lord, it's hurting right here. Why? Because you're wanting to direct his attention to that spot or to that problem. Amen? Oh, God help us. That's what specific prayer is. It's not that God is in the dark about it. That's not it. God responds to praying, specific praying. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you think he's talking about right across the page there in Mark 11? When he said in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things, hello? Is that not some specific items? Detailed? What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. There's no clauses, there's no parentheses, there's no ifs, ands, or buts in that. I'm convinced that we don't have many answers to prayer because we are not praying specifically. I believe that. Hello? Amen. Lord help us, Jesus. I like what Miss June said earlier. Prayer is not about what I'm doing for the Lord. It's about what He can do for me. Amen. That's why I'm praying. It's because I have a need that I can't meet. I have a need. There's something I need God to do. You know, when you pray is when you realize there's something in your life, a need in your life that you can't fix, that you can't meet that need. Blind Bartimaeus, what are you praying about? I'm praying about a need. I'm praying about a want. And I'm praying about something that I'm not gonna settle to go without. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Shh, be quiet. He cried out the more. He cried out the more. Why? He was determined he was going to get some help. Amen. What do you think's behind this verse in Matthew 6, 11, when he said in the model prayer, he said, give us this day our daily bread. You know what that implication is? The implication that is, you ask for it today and you get it today. Amen. Generalized praying, don't expect nothing today. Generalized praying basically is just to soothe the conscience to where you could say, I prayed today. Amen. All right. Let's move on. We'll cover a little bit more ground here and we'll be done. But specific prayer is in every part of your life except in praying. If we treated the grocery store like we did prayer, we'd never come out of there with nothing. Say amen right there. If we treated going in a restaurant, my friend, like we do praying, we would never get anything to eat. Amen, that's right. God help us, amen. Lord, I want to know, I want to learn this truth. I believe that RBT could shake the foundations of hell itself, my friend, through prayer, if we could get a hold of this. And some are getting a hold of it. I'll tell you, I've been here a good long while, and I'm telling you, there's a confidence in the church now about praying like I've not seen in many years. Amen. There's some people, my friend, hitting their knees, and they're putting names on those prayers. Amen. They're putting families on those prayers. They're putting individuals on those prayers and needs on those prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, there's several could stand up right here in this service tonight and could look about anywhere in here and say, I prayed for you today. I prayed for you today. I prayed for you today. Business is going to pick up, amen, when your praying is specific. Oh, yes. Well, Bartimaeus, talk to us. Help us with it. The first thing I believe you could see that's necessary for specific praying, as illustrated with Bartimaeus, is there's got to be a dissatisfaction. If you don't mind going on blind, Bartimaeus, if you don't mind continuing on in the ditch as a beggar, guess what? You'll never be changed. But when you get disturbed over and you get dissatisfied with your condition, which was a condition of unanswered prayer, a condition that needed an answer from God, I believe this. One of the most crippling things to our effective praying is we're not desperate enough. We're not dissatisfied enough. Amen. It ought to bother us if we go days without an answer to prayer. It ought to bother us. So write down the word dissatisfaction. Write down the second word, desire. What he prayed for is what he was desiring to have. Whatsoever things, Mark 11, 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. I believe right there is another crippling thing to effective praying, and is that, my friend, we're not praying with a heart desire. And you know what? If you don't pray with a desire, then it won't matter if God answers or don't answer. Won't matter. Won't make no difference. Amen? But specific praying, you know what? I mean, like the restaurant, I hate to keep going back to that. But, you know, I ordered roast beef, mashed potatoes, green beans, and carrots. And biscuits. Now, if he'd have come out through there bringing something else, I would have said, hey, don't worry about it, I'll eat. I said, I didn't order that. I specifically told him when I got the biscuits, I said, I want grape jelly. And guess what he brought out on the second run? The first run, he brought out a big old thing of apple butter, which, praise God, I felt liberty to take care of. You believe that too, don't you, Seth? But I said, I didn't want this. I said, I wanted grape jelly. Yes, sir. It's coming right up. And guess what he brought me? Grape jelly. It's what I wanted. I didn't want apple butter, though it was good. And it sufficed until he brought the grape jelly. Amen. But I'm talking about a desire. I ordered what I wanted. Amen. What if the Lord says that to you tonight? Whatsoever, what wilt thou that I should do? You think he's going to ask you that and leave the door open for you to give out something that's bad? What wilt thou that I should do? Well, I want you to go kill my enemies. No, that's stupid. That violates scriptures. Holy Spirit he's going to be grieved over that. You know that you're not praying something according to the will of God right there. Amen. But if you're going to pray something that's going to help you be a better Christian and it's going to help you serve God better, pray it.
Right.
Specifically.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So not only dissatisfaction and desire, but also specific prayer has dependence about it. He was praying about something that he couldn't do himself. He had to depend on the Lord to do. Amen. It also involved, fourthly, a determination. Specific praying is a person who's not wanting to take no for an answer. When you're praying about lost children, don't take no for an answer. You young people's praying about a mate, and you ought to be. You better be. Amen. I mean, praying major about that issue. Praying overtime about that. And get specific. Amen. You wouldn't just walk up into a car lot and say, I'll take any of them. No. Yes, I want that one. It's the right color, it's the right size, right horsepower. I mean, that one there has caught my eye. Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong with saying, Lord, these are scriptural. Lord, I want a saved person. Lord, I want them to be surrendered. Lord, I want them to be spirit-filled. Lord, I want them to be serving you. Not planning on, not hoping to, they already are. You don't marry somebody because of what you might think you can make them be. You look at them and look at their record. Look at their track record. If they stay in the ditch about 90% of the time, you don't want them in the steering wheel of your life. Amen. Lord, I think this would be another good one to add to them all them S's. Lord, I want them sweet. Lord gave my wife her request on that one. Lord, I want a sweet one. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, that's right. Amen. Some of you husbands or young men, you ought to pray, Lord, I want a submissive one.
Yeah,
well, amen. I had to throw that one in there, amen. But I'm talking about determination. And then there is a difference. There's a difference made when God answers your prayers. It changes your life. It does something for you. Have we not saw that in the last few weeks? People stand up. People do things. Hey, Sunday night. Hey, man, I hate to keep bringing that up for some of you that weren't here, but it's not for that. It's for an illustration. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jason was sitting there about on the fourth row or so there, third row. And I'm telling you, the expectation for him to move across our whole church was way up there, friend. And I remember standing right here, amen, and just, come on. You know God's dealing with you. Come on. And I was so expecting that he was going to come. I reached over here and got my Bible and was getting ready. Amen. I just knew it. Amen. You could see it on him. And when he stood to his feet and made his first step toward the altar, the house was filled with praise. Why? People been praying. Oh, Lord, work in somebody's life? No. Lord, deal with Jason. Work in Jason's heart. Break Jason's heart. Break his will. Amen. Make him miserable.
Yeah, right.
Amen. That's what we've been talking about, of putting God on somebody's case, putting God on somebody's trail.
Right.
Get specific, buddy. Give God. Hear God. Go get him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We're praying about others, too. And you're praying about others.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I believe that folk in the church is starting to pray one for another in the church. And I'll tell you what I think it's doing. I think it's helping our relationships. And I think that it's bringing about a spirit of unity. Amen. Because you can't fall out with somebody you're praying for. You can't go to want to punch somebody in the nose that you've been in the throne room of grace praying for them. Amen. Specific prayer involves a difference going to be made. Lord, I want this. I need this, God, because it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. And on you could go. I mean, you could see it. And then there's devotion. There's devotion. Well, actually, you write another one in there. There's discipleship. Because when he got his prayer answered, the Bible said that he followed Jesus. Do you want God to answer your prayer so that God can take you to another level and take you into a deeper life with Him and a deeper devotion to Him and a deeper commitment to Him? Is that why you're praying? If so, pray it.
Amen.
Amen. Now we can't get this. We've been, all of us, come on now, me included, we've all been raised on this generalized praying business. And most of our praying never gets answered because it never gets heard. Amen. What are you going to do with that? You said, preach you out in left field. What are you going to do with James when it said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much? And gave the example of Elijah, who prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years, and he prayed again and it rained. And he said, and he was a man subject unto like passions as we are. We don't pray for it not to rain or pray big things like that. We don't even pray little things. We just throw blanket prayers out there. Lord, bless and help and touch. And well, there's devotion. Luke 18:43, the same illustration, same passage. You find where he praised God. The Lord answering prayer will result in him being worshiped and him being praised. I'm just telling you, I want you to think on it and study on it and ask God to help you with it. As I'm asking God to help me with it. About this thing of specific praying. Amen. I mean, we're praying. You know, I mean, he's not here tonight. Our church is praying for Bobby,
right.
Johnson, and Hunter,
right.
And Dylan, and Dalton. We're praying for them.
Amen.
And God dealt with them Sunday. Oh, it was so evident. Let's turn the heat up.
Right.
Brother Harry, we're turning the heat up. Don't back out. See, I'm going to borrow your statement. We're not backing up.
Amen.
We're putting God on their trail. We're not backing up. Let's keep throwing the fuel to the fire. Let's keep praying. God, deal with Bobby. Get into bed with him. Amen. Go 24/7 with him. Amen. Make him miserable. Put him under conviction. Hell, he can't stand it. Amen. Glory. And RBT starts praying, business is going to pick up. I think that's what's happening, Brother Brooks. People are starting to pray. And we're starting to pray specifically and putting names on those prayers. Business is going to pick up, Brother Ron, when we do that. Amen. Let's all stand our feet. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll take the message tonight.